Tonight is, as has been the case throughout Mondays this summer, theme Vespers, and addressing and engaging with our summer theme. And tonight's Vespers has been coordinated by Chris Sharon, one of our teaching staff coordinators recently.
We come tonight bearing the full stretch of life within us, each of us bearing memories of despair, joy, and all that falls between. That full stretch from despair to joy is the length of our journey tonight. Our simple prayer service begins acknowledging places of brokenness. Our icon for brokenness is a sign that used to hang in the Holden Mine and now keeps its silent vigil warning in the basement hallway of the village center. Its warning to miners is about cyanide, a highly toxic substance used to separate gold and silver from waste rock. The presence of cyanide in the waters of the mine 70 years ago foretells our current reality. Railroad Creek itself poisoned and in need of dramatic action to repair the damage. Using this icon as a focus for meditation, I invite you to call to mind the depths of sorrow we bear tonight. Personal sorrow, relational and communal brokenness, the despair of nation turned against nation in oppression and war, the cry of the poisoned creation itself. We will hold this time of silent confession together. As we conclude, a reader will come to the podium to share a reading from Psalm 130.
Writes, out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication.
This is a song that I wrote when I was in Bosnia. I met a woman there who had devoted her life to helping Serbian people, even though they were the ones that had killed her whole family. So it inspired me to write this song called Tears. Close your eyes, feel the wind, hear a voice deep within. It's a woman that lost her whole family. Doesn't speak my language, but she still can understand me. She told a story about how she lost them, buried in a mass grave, couldn't get a coffin, lost her son and her father on that very same day, husband and a brother on that very same day. She heard the news pop, then to her knees drop, thought she felt the earth stop on that very same day. Still so vivid, she won't forget it, but she chose to live and forgive those that did it. I told her I was sorry for what had occurred. We looked at the gravestone and she read me these words and they said, Close your eyes, feel the wind, hear a voice deep within. A girl 4 years old lies on the floor, tries to ignore the cries in a soldier's coldest eyes. She thought about how he looked while he took the life of her whole family, left her so shook. She thought about what she might say if she saw him someday, so she waited, contemplated, and she prayed. She had to look into those eyes. 20 years later, she can remember those eyes. Now she's flashing back, never imagined that she'd be looking again at those eyes. He froze, she froze, they froze. Her eyes stayed closed, wonder what she chose. She held out a hand, and she put it on his head. And he fell to the floor crying, this was what he said. It was just straight silence, tears of baptism that washed away the violence. An invitation for transformation, and when the grace comes, emancipation. She still has to see those eyes, but they're no longer evil eyes. They tell a different story, and now she can see both sides. And when she hears her people's cries, she gets to bring God glory. God, we know that your ears are attentive to our cries. We know that you are close to the brokenhearted. And we know that as each of us has cried tears, that you promised that one day those tears will be wiped away. So we trust in that power, God. Bring us to an abundant place in your name. So let my grieving lead into healing and hope. And let my weeping be for them a reason to cope. Let my sadness start to sow seeds of strength. And let my tears be a prayer to whom I give thanks. Let the dark night be illuminated quickly as the source of the light walks with me. Hatred changed to grace in major ways. Gotta think long term, doesn't come in 8 days. I pray with my tears and I plead with my sweat that we won't forget the light even in the sunset. Cause whenever there's death, there's always new breath of life. Tears water plants to help them reach new heights and teach you to fight for justice. When every piece of you would like some vengeance, but you can end this ill cycle that's there. Let my songs be my cry and let my tears be my prayer. Let our tears be our prayer.
Let our tears be our prayer.
Let our tears.
Let our tears be our prayer.
When we cry, lift us high.
When we cry, lift us high. Let our tears be our prayer.
Sing, let our tears be our prayer. When we cry,
when we cry, lift us high, let our tears be our prayer.
Now he brought me back to the entrance to the temple. I saw water pouring out from under the temple porch to the east. The temple faced east. The water poured from the south side of the temple, south of the altar. Then he took me out through the north gate and led me around the outside complex on the east. The water was gushing from under the south front of the temple. He walked to the east with a measuring tape and measured off 1,500 feet, leading me through water that was ankle deep. He measured off another 1,500 feet, leading me through water that was knee deep. He measured off another 1,500 feet, leading me through water waist deep. He measured off another 1,500 feet. By now, it was a river over my head, water to swim in, water no one could possibly walk through. He said, "Son of man, have you had a good look?" Then he took me back to the riverbank. While sitting on the bank, I noticed a lot of trees on both sides of the river. He told me, "This water flows east, descends to the Araba, and then into the sea of stagnant waters. When it empties into those waters, the sea will become fresh. Wherever the river flows, life will flourish. Great schools of fish, because the river is turning the salt sea into fresh water. Where the river flows, life abounds. Fishermen will stand shoulder to shoulder along the shore from Engedi all the way north to En Eglaim, casting their nets. The sea will teem with fish of all kinds, like the fish of the great Mediterranean. The swamps and marshes won't become fresh. They'll stay salty. But the river itself, on both banks, will grow fruit trees of all kinds. Their leaves won't wither, the fruit won't fail. Every month, they'll bear fresh fruit because the river from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will be for food and their leaves for healing." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Ezekiel's vision just read for us recalls a people in exile in Babylon. Yet they are not abandoned to die of thirst. God, who is faithful, will pour out living waters from under the altar in the new temple. That water will flow deep with mercy and healing. Jesus himself is living water, water that flows in creation, water that gives birth to a new creation. We have gathered smooth river stones to place in and around the font. These stones have been smoothed by God's persistent mercy flowing over them for 1,000 years. The stones testify to God's persistent mercy, desiring to flow over you this night. I invite you to call to mind the closeness of Christ, who said, I will be with you always. I invite you to call to mind the healing power of God's abundant river of life for you and for all creation. When the song begins, you're welcome to come forward, to hold a rock in your hands and place it back, to take a rock with you to hold and carry, or to renew your baptism in the waters of the font. You may also remain in your pew to sing, for the persistent mercy grows deep as it flows from the altar and font. It will reach you wherever you are. We rejoice now in song.
This song is called Rejoice. Say yeah! Say yeah! When I say re, you say choice. Re! Re! All right, here we go. You can stand as you're able if you like. We can dance. Rejoice, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Here it goes like, creation sings your praise. This is the day that God has made. Rejoice, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. All right, I'm going to show you how to sing it and dance it at the same time. But this is supposed to be a celebration. You guys know that, right? If God's baptismal waters have any power in us, let's do this. Here we go. Come on. Creation sings your praise. Sing that. Creation sings your praise. This is the day that God has made. Rejoice, rejoice. Sing that. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Put the whole thing together, worship. Creation sings your praise. This is the day that God has made. Rejoice, rejoice. And I say rejoice. God's children sing. Creation sings your praise. This is the day that God has made. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Yeah. Rejoicing with every rhyme. Rejoicing like all the time. Crib where I live, that's a roof on my head. Clothes in the closet and shoes under the bed. Got a beautiful wife and a beautiful life. Not because I'm good or I'm doing it right, but just because the universe is filled with abundance. Signs of the blessings and the miracles and wonders. Ever since the beginning, my sins are forgiven. I rinse in the rivers like glimpse of the heaven sky. In fact, intact, wonder where my sins at. Bless me for my twins at. Wonder where my twins at. Let me sing and just rush the stage. Everything with breath must give praise. R-E-J-O-I to the C. Everyone rejoice with me. Sing. Creation sings your praise. Rejoice.
Rejoice. And again I say rejoice.
Everybody come on. Creation sings your praise. This is the day.
Rejoice. Rejoice. And again I say rejoice.
When I say re, you say joyce. Re. Re. When I say re, you say choice. Breathe. We're keeping it tight and we're keeping it live. Find four people next to you, give them a high five and say, God bless you. Put your hands in the air like this. And now scream! Creation sings your praise. This is the day that God has made.
Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice.
Make a joyful movement. Creation sings your praise. This is the day
that God has made. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice.
Make it down like this.
Give them the praise.
This comes from 1 Thessalonians. It says, give thanks in all circumstances. So we go like this. Get low.
Let us give thanks in all circumstances. Let us give thanks in all circumstances.
Come on, sing.
Let us give thanks in all circumstances.
Dance like nobody's watching.
Let us give thanks in all.
From the rising of the sun.
From the rising up of the sun.
To the going down of the same.
To the going down of the same.
From the rising of the sun.
From the rising up of the sun.
To the going down of the same.
To the going down of the sun.
Rejoicing again like this.
Rejoicing again, rejoicing again, rejoicing again and again and again. Rejoicing again, rejoicing again, rejoicing again and again and again.
Come on, dance before the Lord with all your might. Whatever you got.
Almighty and merciful God, who is the lover, the beloved, and love itself. Bless, preserve, and keep us this night and forevermore.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Amen.